Gone with the Wind. The fine silver was on the table, and a meal deserving of it was being prepared in the kitchen. Jazzy's father, Cecil, was set to arrive for dinner. It was his first visit home since he'd left to move into a 200-year-old southern mansion with a fireplace in every room that belonged to his aunt and uncle in rural Georgia. Cecil was bringing them to dinner, too. Cecil's stay started a few months ago, and he relished describing the beauty and charm of the estate, the idyllic scenery, and the majestic nature of the historic home in every phone call and letter. He told his family the mansion was so striking that people would stop along the side of the highway to take pictures. The house was in the middle of Cecil's aunt and uncle's farm, and in his stories, Cecil gave all of the chickens and pigs personalities and names to match. Jazzy and her big sister Cecilia, who everyone called Cece, waited in the living room, eyes locked on the driveway. Finally, a creaky station wagon with a U-Haul trailer in tow rolled down the street and stopped in front of their house. "Daddy's here!" shrieked Cece. Cecil popped out of the driver's seat and jogged to the front door. Cece and Jazzy raced to meet him. Aunt Marianne, tall and lethargic, slid out from the back seat while Uncle Jimmy waited for her in a rare display of good manners. "They look like they headed here straight from the fields," said Jazzy's grandmother to her daughter Rose, watching the reunion from the front steps. She seemed disappointed to have pulled out her mother's good china for guests who wouldn't even know to appreciate it. "And he better not be planning on unloading whatever's in that trailer into my house," she added. That wasn't his plan at all. Jazzy's brothers, Josh and Cecil Jr., caught wind of their dad's arrival and ran in from the backyard to greet him. Cecil stood in the doorway, hands on his hips. He glanced around the room and shook his head slowly in disbelief.
"My, my, my, I barely blinked and you kids grew a foot apiece," he said, beaming from ear to ear.
Rose hung back with their youngest daughter, Laura, on her hip as the children wrapped themselves around him. He eventually swatted them away and approached her.
"My beautiful wife," he said, taking her face in his hands. "I'm lucky as hell to be reunited with such a graceful woman."
He kissed her and the baby. Behind him loomed Aunt Marianne and Uncle Jimmy, expressionless and covered in a dusting of country living, like a real-life black rendition of the American Gothic painting. Marianne's matted wig sat slightly off-center on top of her head. Jazzy and her siblings were elated to see their father. He was a bit of a nomad these days, for reasons that weren't polite to discuss in front of company. And that's how he eventually ended up in small-town Georgia, Mount Vernon to be specific.
"Kids, let me tell you how I've been living," he said.
Jazzy made herself comfortable on Cecil's lap while her siblings gathered around. His new daily routine consisted of getting up with the sun, he said, and feeding and fetching eggs from the chickens while avoiding Buster the rooster, who did not care for Cecil's visit to his hens. After that, he moved on to giving breakfast to the pigs, which he thought were just as smart and friendly as dogs.
"I tried to bring one of the little ones, Porky I call him, into the house, but your Aunt Marianne about had a heart attack."
Once everyone was gathered at the dinner table, Grandma Bernice led them in a prayer. A steaming ham, freshly baked rolls, creamed spinach, and mashed potatoes filled the table.
"What's in the trailer, Daddy?"
asked Cece during a break in one of Cecil's many stories.
"Nothing yet. There's plenty of room for all of your things because," he said, pivoting to look at Rose, "I want you all to come live on the farm with me and your aunt and uncle."
"On the farm? With the little piggies?"
squealed Jazzy. She had a colorful imagination and had been picturing what it would be like to wake up and spend her day tending to the animals ever since her dad described the farm to her.